And welcome back to another edition of The Vertical Connection. We have Larry here, all the way from Ireland. How are you?
Hi Alex, I'm good.
So how's everything there?
Oh, Ireland is good. It's a beautiful place. And as the Irish would say, it's grand. Be grand.
So what have you been doing so far?
Well, I've been visiting the city center, Dublin. I'm in Dublin, and it's a really beautiful city. They take effort to preserve the heritage, the architecture, and there's a very deep culture of music, and the Irish are very courteous, but they also walk fast on the streets. So that was something new for us.
So you have a hard time catching up with them, is it?
No, you have a hard time trying to avoid being bumped by them.
Oh.
You know, if you go too slow, they'll push you out of the way and things like that.
Oh, so much for courteous.
Yeah, well, yeah, they are courteous. They'll just say sorry, and then you have to move out of the way. And they say sorry all the time.
Well, it's because they keep on bumping into each other, is it?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Okay, so how's the food there?
Well, we've been, you know, when we first arrived, we had no rice cooker and no rice. We didn't have time to do groceries, so surviving on sandwiches, rolls, and the food's cold. You get sandwich with raw lettuce and cold ham. Everything seems cold except for the hot chocolate, which is really good. So yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I read from, you know, from following Daniel's Facebook, he's like eating, he's like a king eating there, and you're like the opposite.
Well, yeah, we were trying to save money, and we don't really want to spend so much. But one of these days we're gonna go and try the Irish stew. We have been treated to nice dinners by some seniors who cooked awesome food for us. So it's been good lah. It's not so bad.
So what else you're doing there?
Well, the last week we've been registering and trying to get our bank accounts done, and this week classes will start. But we will also have to go down to the immigration and get our card, because every foreign person who comes into the country needs to get it's sort of like an IC, which ensures that you're not here illegally. So that will be this week, and there will be some events by the medical society and also by the clubs and societies. We'll be, for the next few weeks, we'll be choosing what clubs we want to join.
So what do you plan to do? Soccer?
We're going to do badminton here, and going to jog and maybe use the gym. Yeah, I plan to join the mountaineering club or something outdoors where I can experience the Irish landscape to the fullest. That would be fun.
True. So what's the exchange rate like now for you there? What are you guys using?
Oh, the euro, yeah. The euro, we're using the euro, so it's about four ringgit for 1 euro.
Oh, okay, it's not too bad now.
Yeah, we've learned to avoid converting, because if you convert, then you end up buying nothing since everything seems so expensive. But once you stop converting, then you realize things are quite cheap. Like, I just bought a sweater hoodie that you would get from Padini. It's so cheap here.
Oh, how much does it cost?
11 euros.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Too bad it's not 11 ringgit, huh?
Well, I guess it's 11 ringgit if it's one-on-one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagining, yeah, you know, you earn 2,000 euro there and I earn 2,000 ringgit here. So yeah, yours will be cheaper.
Yeah.
Alright, okay. So yeah, anything you want to send to your, you know, your friends or whoever's going to listen to this?
Oh yeah, what am I going to say? Hello from Ireland, and as the Irish say, things are grand here. Hope you have a grand time back home. And I miss home. So how is home actually? How is things in Malaysia?
Well, Kuching, it's actually snowing now. Yeah.
Wow. Amazing, man.
Yeah. It's just that every time before it reaches the ground, it already melts into, you know, water. So yeah, it's actually raining more than snowing.
I see. Yeah.
I bet you miss the Colomile.
Totally, I tell you, I miss hot food lah, because honest to say, Western food is, they're missing out so much when they haven't tried Asian food. Everything is so straightforward here. You're either eating something super greasy or you're eating something raw like a cow. Okay, maybe not really like a cow.
Okay, you don't go, you know, grocery, no, you know, sambal place or laksa place, don't have ka?
Actually got la downtown. But because I study away from town, so going to town is rare. And but it's okay, I have my rice cooker now, so I can cook my own meals.
Okay, so what are you cooking most of the time now?
Well, just now we had steamed rice, we fried chicken, and I cooked something like a boiled broccoli, a bit Chinese style. Yeah, I've got two Indian housemates, but they really, they're okay with anything. So I'm sure we'll let them cook curry once in a while.
Yeah, probably then you know start selling side dishes there, Malaysian style.
Yeah, Malaysian style.
You also nasi lemak ka? Ada ka?
Nasi lemak ada. Nasi lemak, I heard the Irish like.
Okay, so yeah, that's pretty much about it. So your schedule, not sure how packed is it yet,
I have a timetable already. It's about 20 hours a week.
Then your weekend? Okay.
Weekends are totally free. I don't intend yet lah. Just have to get used to life here.
Oh, okay. So yeah. So probably we might be able to get you next week again.
Yep, no problem.
Okay, cool. So,
all right.
All the best, have fun.
Okay, take care.
Yeah. Bye.
Okay, bye.